I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, shall I fear to own his cause or brush to speak his name? And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Must I be carried to the sky on fiery bed of ease, while others fall to win the prize and set to bloody sea? And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this while the world afraid to grace to own to come? And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a and the battle is over. We shall wear a crown and that you, Jerusalem, sure I must fight if I would reign in Christ. My courage long, I'll wait at all in Judah, Prince of all, that by the and when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in that you, Jerusalem, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem.
Amen. Oh, give me the last verse. Oh, every word here is so great. Sure, I must fight. If I will reign, I must do what I must fight. And so, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my courage. Amen. And I'm ready to bear the toils. Amen. Hallelujah. And endure the pain. Praise God. Amen. With one great thing. Being supported by what? By the word. Amen. Amen. Without the word, you can never succeed. You can never even bear the toil. It has to take the word. And he is the word. Because he will carry all the toils upon himself. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Oh, Lord, increase our faith tonight. Amen. Increase our courage tonight. Amen. As we have come to your presence, Lord. Oh, we surrender tonight. Amen. We bring ourselves right under the altar with all humility. Now, Holy Spirit, sweep over us tonight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. As long as he tarries, the battle continues unabated. As he said, Satan never goes on holiday. He is every day chasing you, looking for a loophole. He never goes on holiday, my brother, my sister. And so let us be what? Be up to. Stand against him. Supported. Supported. By the word. Amen. So tonight, we are here seeking to be supported by the word tonight. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. We are here tonight seeking to be supported by the word tonight. Amen. That our faith will be increased and that it will encourage and to give us what? Great, give us courage tonight to face the enemy. Amen. And truly, he will do the fight. Praise God. Courage, bless you for coming tonight as we've come for a prayer meeting. Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads a moment. And let us all say something to him. The Lord, increase my courage tonight. Increase my faith tonight. I know you are the one that is going to bear all my toils. And Father, I'm seeking, O Lord, to be supported tonight by your word of God. Also, I surrender, my Lord. I surrender my thoughts, my mind, my heart, everything, Lord. I lay upon your altar. Let your Holy Spirit now come and take over in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, here your children have come. Oh, believing, oh Lord. They know that, Father, no one comes to your presence and go back the same. Lord, tonight they've come seeking, Lord, that, Father, you meet them according to your riches in glory. They believe it, Lord. We have come believing, Lord. And everyone that comes believing will never return the same. That is our Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. We thank you, God, for the day our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our working places in our homes. We thank you for journey mercies you have given to us. We thank you for this grace that, Lord, we have come to your presence, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, the Lord, you have made us worthy, O God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. As we, Lord, sit at your feet and surrender to you, as we stand before you, God, now, Holy Spirit, now, take your place amongst us, Lord. Sweep over us, O Lord, from the pulpit to right to the pews. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, let your fire now come and sweep over us. Let your fire now, Lord, lit up everyone, O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, every part we surrender now tonight in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. When the battle is over, oh, we shall wear a crown. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, you've prepared, oh, something great for us. We believe it, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Thanking you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many love him? Oh, we love you, Lord. We really love you, Lord. As we stand in, let's stand to Genesis 22. We'll read from the 15th verse to the 17th verse. Oh, praise God. Tonight, our topic is possessing the gates of the enemy. Oh, and so, everything works with the spirit moving. When the song leader brought this last song, I said, oh, wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Yes, it's a battle. Going out to possess what? The gaze of the enemy. Praise the Lord. This is a scripture we have been hearing all the time. Anytime you read the word of God, there is always life. You always find, there will be always something, oh, renewing again. Amen. Something refreshing again. Amen. The same scripture. That shows that he is eternal God. Amen. His word is eternal. Amen. Amen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sands which is upon the seashore. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 And thy seed, oh, yes, sir. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Amen. Oh, hallelujah! Amen. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, yes, we believe. We believe, Lord, because you said, I will build my church upon the revelation of who you are, and the gaze of hell can never prevail against it. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. We are that church. And the enemy's gate, oh, thank you, the Lord, we have overcome them. We bless you tonight, Lord. Bless your word. And once again, Lord, encourage us. Increase our faith. Build us, Lord Jesus, to stand against the enemy. In every way that he comes, Lord, we know we have possessed those gifts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. May you be seated. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I know there are great testimonies. Definitely, maybe when Pastor comes on Sunday and welcome our youth from Switzerland, we are going to hear great, great, great testimonies. Oh, praise the Lord. And so we reserve it. But meanwhile, you are welcomed back again amongst the place where you fellowship. God richly bless you for the great testimonies. I've already heard some of them, and they are just so great. You have really lightened up Dublin Christian Fellowship. You've been a really good ambassador over there. God richly bless you. Amen. Now, possessing the gates of the enemy. Possessing the gates of the enemy. He said, thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And the prophet said, that's God's sworn promise. That's God's what? Sworn. He has sworn. His sworn promise. Praise the Lord. But meanwhile, who are these privileged people? Who are these privileged people? Said, thy seed. He was telling Abraham that thy seed shall possess what? The gate of his enemies. So who are these privileged people? Oh my. That God has spoken that they will possess the gate of their enemies. Who are these privileged people? Oh, Lord, I want to be one of them. Amen. And I believe you want to be one of them. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, Abraham's seed, in the message book, Possessing the Enemy's Gates, Jeffersonville, 1959, he said, we are Abraham's seed, for we being dead in Christ. You become what? Abraham's seed. When you are dead in Christ. Oh, yes, sir. And when you are dead in Christ, how come it? Yes, sir. When you are dead in Christ. He said, when you are buried together with him. In the likeness of what? Of his death. And then you resurrect again in that same likeness. Praise the Lord. You become what? Abraham's seed. Filled with what? The Holy Ghost. Let me just finish reading. He said, being dead in Christ, we take on Abraham's seed and are heir with him under the same sworn promise. He told Abraham. So, that sworn promise if we are dead in Christ, we share the same privilege. We are here with him in this sworn promise of God. He said, we are Abraham's seed and are heir of every promise that was given him. Every promise that was given to Abraham, if we are dead in Christ, we share the same. Amen. Amen. Not some, but all. Amen. All. We share the same. Oh, blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And he said, see, Abraham was called. But now let's look at how Abraham went through this to receive it. So that we had to also be able to go through it the same way. He said, Abraham was called out and was tested and then received the promise, God's sworn promise. Amen. And he said, the prophet said, when you are called out, first you go through a trial. When you are called, you first go through what? A trial. To see if you are going to really go on. Mm-hmm. And then God gives you the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, sir. Which is the sign that he has accepted your faith that you profess to have in him. See? He calls you. You go through a test, and if you are able to overcome, endure it. Endure the pain. Endure the toils. Oh, hallelujah. And my brother, when you have believed in him, those trials you go through, you don't feel it. Because he carries them. Oh, hallelujah. It doesn't touch you. It doesn't do anything to you. Oh, yes, sir. My brother, when you begin to feel something painful because a brother has done something, a sister has done something, oh, no. Brother, run out from that. Is the flesh now beginning to work? Yes, sir. Oh, praise God. Oh, sister, Precious is really enjoying it. Amen. You see, he carries everything. Though he said you endure the pain, go through the toils, but it's not you. Because he's the burden bearer. He bears everything. Oh, yes, sir. But the trial will come, the test will come anyway. And so the prophet said, but when the testing comes, that is where we fail. But I don't believe, I love this one. He said, I don't believe that the true seed of Abraham will fail. Oh, amen. I don't believe that the true seed of Abraham will fail. They will never fail. They will go through it. They will endure it. They will take everything. Oh, yes, sir. That they will stand firm. They will stand just as gallant and loyal as Abraham did. See? They will stand gallant and loyal as what? As did Abraham. Amen. Now let's look at some of the testimonies the scripture said about Abraham. Romans 4:18, he said, against hope, he believed in hope. Amen. Against hope, when everything looks so what? Oh, it looks so lost. Impossible. Praise God. You still believe that you have a God who can what? Who can take you through. Praise the Lord. Against hope, he believed in hope. See? Amen. So that is one. My brother, when things look so gloom, impossible. Oh, believe that there is what? You have a God who is a God of possibility. Amen. Amen. Oh, Samson believed that, though I've fallen, I've made a mistake, but I know my God still liveth. Amen. Once more, really the Lord came in. Against all he believed hope. Look, verse 19. Is that, and be not weak in faith. See? You shouldn't be weak in faith. Don't be weak in faith. Amen. Let your faith still be strong. No amount. Not, you see, not looking at what is around. What is happening. He said, not weak in faith. And so, my brother, my sister, if your faith is getting weak, oh, tonight, the day that you wait upon the Lord, amen, they will renew their strength. Amen. 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 And waiting on the Lord is believing what you are reading, what you are hearing. Amen. That's waiting on him. Amen. You will renew your strength. Amen. Because his word is yea and amen. It can never fail. Amen. Yes, sir. So he said, not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. His body was dead. Old man, 100 years. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Amen. My brother, let's look at this test. This test, ask yourself, that if you were Abraham at that time, God says you have a child. Oh my. Will you believe it? Huh? Your wife's what? Womb is complete. She's now in her menopause many years even past. And then God said you are going to have a child. Hey. As long as God has spoken. As long as it's his word, I believe it. Amen. Abraham said, I believe it. Amen. And so to be Abraham's seed, we are looking at it. My brother, as long as he's God, he has spoken, take his word and hold on to it. Amen. At the end of it, you see, the sun will never keep on staying on the horizon. It will rise up. Amen. And bring light upon you. Amen. Just believe it. Amen. Brother, consider the challenge. It wasn't an easy challenge. It wasn't an easy challenge. It's a real challenge. But Abraham believed. That's what he said. No, he wasn't weak in faith. His faith never. Look, Abraham gave what? Testimonies of what the Lord has what? Spoken to him. And my brother, look at, you just imagine what people will be telling him. He said, look, Abraham, you are getting crazy. Yeah, but you are getting crazy. Someone said, it's old age, leave him. See? It's old age. What kind of this thing is it at this time? You at this your time, at this age. And look at Sarah. Oh! And you believe that you're going to have a child. That you have a God that have spoken. Oh, my. It wasn't easy for him. Praise God. But he's Abraham. Amen. Another test. You know it already. Last Sunday, the pastor was talking about it. Your only child. Okay, now you've given me the child. Huh? You've given me the child. Then you come round again. Go and sacrifice the child to me. Oh. Go and sacrifice the child to me. You begin to complain that, okay, God, if you want all my cow, my cattle, I will use that. Spare him for me. See, that's the only one I've had. See, I will give you all my sheep and all my cattle and everything. I will put everything on the altar for you. Just spare, see? No complaint. God spoke. He set on. No complaint, no reasoning. reasoning about the word of God. He never reasoned. But as God spoke, he just started on, moving on to do the will of God. Oh, praise the Lord. When God speaks, my brother, just take it on and off you go, believing that what? He is God. He's more than able in every situation. So Abraham, through what? Faith. And then another thing, obedience. Obedience. He never questioned God. Obedience. Disobedience what? Caused the first sin in the Garden of Eden. It was what? This word obedience. Brethren, to obey. To obey. Yes, sir. And he trusted in God. Faith, obedience, and trust in God. He moved on. And God said, Abraham, because thou have done this thing. Amen. Because thou has done this thing. Oh, yes. Let us all also. Let us expect that God will be telling us, because you have done this. Amen. Yes. Let us do something which we know that God will say, because you have done this. Because you have been patient. Because you have been obedient. Because you have been faithful. Because you have trusted in me. I will also do this. Amen. So because thou hast done this thing, and thou hast not withheld thy son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you. Amen. And in multiplying, I will multiply you. Amen. And thy seed, they shall possess the gate of the enemies. Amen. Hey, amen. Because if we know the enemies that are fighting us, brethren, but he is overcoming for us because we are believing in him. He is doing the overcoming. Amen. Is that the prophet said, now we see that God cannot say anything or make any promise unless he will fulfill it. That's what the prophet is saying. We see that God cannot say anything or make any promise unless he will fulfill it. He has to do that in order to be what? To be God. See? That means God will never fail in his word. He will never fail in his promise. As we read from Isaiah 14:24. Give it to me. Isaiah 14:24. Hey. He said the Lord God of hosts has sworn. Another swearing has sworn. He said, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. Amen. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. What is going to challenge this? As I have thought, it will come to pass. As I have purposed in your life, it will stand. The gates of hell can never prevail against it. Amen. Nothing can prevail against it. My purpose for you. Praise the Lord. God told Abraham, your seed will be in bondage in some foreign land, but they will possess the gate of that bondage. Amen. Your seed will be in a foreign land. My brethren, we are in a foreign land. Amen. This is not our place. Amen. And so, as if you believe that you are Abraham's seed, then, my brother, you are what? Capable of what? Possessing. Every gate of the enemy. In this passing through that we are passing through. Because the word is there, saying that you will possess. Your children will be, your children will be in bondage somewhere. Praise God. But they will possess the gates of that enemy. Amen. We are also here. This is not our land. That's not our place. We are passing through. We are seeking for that city which Abraham was also seeking for. Amen. Amen. That city. Oh, yes, sir. That's our foundation. Whose builder and maker is God. That's what we are seeking. This world, this is not our place. It's not our place at all, brethren. So, we are supposed to be able to what? Possess every gate of the enemy. So, he said, it was Moses. He was sent down to Egypt to deliver the children of Israel. And when he led them out by the hand of Jehovah, there come a time when he met the gate between him and the promised land. See? God what? By the hand of Jehovah, he was able to bring out what? The children of God from Egypt. Isn't it? Oh, by the hand of that same Jehovah, he has brought you out from the world and you are seated here. But when they came out, the enemy has put what? A gate. Praise the Lord. So gates will come your way, brethren. My sister, gates of the enemy will come your way. When they left Egypt, gates were what? The enemy was what? Bringing gates. So you would surely meet gates also as you have come out. And those are what? The testing times. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, when he led them out by the hand of Jehovah, there came a time when he met the gate between him and the promised land. There will be a gate between blocking your way to what? To eternal, your eternal destination. Amen. There will be gates against you to your rapture. Praise the Lord. There was a gate. He said, there was the Red Sea, a bar across the way. And they were hemmed in by Pharaoh's army, that's behind, mountains, and he said what? And the desert, and the Red Sea. They are hemmed in. Red Sea, mountain, desert, army. Hemmed in. But Moses stepped forward and possessed the gate. Amen. Praise the Lord. Through what? Faith. Amen. Through faith. Yeah, he went to pray. And God said, but why are you crying unto me? Speak and let the children move forward. Then the inspiration came. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He went and stood by the gate that the enemy has what? Raised. And he possessed it. Amen. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Oh, yes, sir. These Egyptians, look back and look at them. As they are rushing, as they are coming. Look back. These Egyptians, as you see them, you never see them forever anymore. You pointed what? The rod upon the sea, and the sea had to give way. My brother, you have that seed. You are Abraham's seed. You have that same authority and power. Oh, to clear every Red Sea by faith. And then the prophet said, and they crossed the Red Sea. He was walking on what? A dusty road. Oh, yes, sir. Dusty road. Every little single of water is gone. Dry land. They were walking on what? A dry land. And then the prophet said, ye shall possess the gate of the enemy. God says so. That settles it. Amen. Now, he said, these people, now, one gate has been what? Taken off. Now these people, the promised people, the seed of Abraham, was on the journey, going into the promised land. Another gate stood up against them. Another gate again. And now the prophet said, it was his own brother, Moab. See? His own brother became what? Another devil's what? Gate. The enemy's gate. He said, you cannot pass through our land. No way. We are not going to allow you to pass through our land. Then Moses said, look, even our cattle and everything, whatever they will eat, we will pay you. He said, no. You are not passing over. And then to even fortify the gate, they went and called their what? Their prophet Balaam. Come and curse these people. Curse them. See? He's fortifying what? The gate. See, the enemy will be fortifying the gates. Praise the Lord. But as they fortify it, God will be weakening it. According to your faith. Amen. While they are fortifying it, God will be weakening it according to your faith. Praise the Lord. And so the prophet came. You know the story already. They showed what? The bad part of what? See what the enemy does? Showing what? The bad part. That's how it is. Pointing what? The bad part, my brother, my sister. Even if you see your brother, your sister in a mistake, go to him in a brotherly way, a loving way. Amen. But don't stand somewhere and then be pointing. Say, brother, look at the sister. Look at the brother. Look at this. Hey! God is using you as what? Hey, excuse me. Satan is using you as what? A gate. Watch it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Always speak good things about your brother. Speak good things about your sister. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said if you haven't got anything good to say, then you just keep your mouth. Oh, right, your mind. So they wanted to fortify it. Come and curse. But God said, I will possess the gates of the enemy. Because they believed in God. Moses stood like what? A type of Christ for the people. Amen. Whilst he was pointing the false, God was pointing what? The positive side of the people. Amen. Amen. He said, now you cannot curse them. Now instead of what? To curse, now it was what? Praises. Giving what? The children of God praises. Oh, hallelujah. When he just went down the road singing, worshiping, telling them, what a group of people. Oh, God's wonderful people. Oh, my. Oh, praise the Lord. Someone you have called to come and curse, and now you are praising the people. You see how God can turn the enemy. Praise the Lord. On your favor, you will possess that gate. Even when they will say evil things against you, God is there. Amen. Said they will give you what? Black stones. God will give you what? A white stone. Praise the Lord. Now, he said, later on in the years, now we come to Daniel. There came by one, the name Daniel, who was in line in the this loyal seed. And in the line of what? The promise. Because he was a seed of Abraham. See, Daniel was what? A seed of Abraham. And God had chosen him before the foundation of the world to be a prophet. And he lived gallant. Now listen, he lived gallant. He lived loyal. Amen. And even in a strange land. Oh, the strange land has come again. The loyalty has come again. Let us be loyal unto our God. As we go through, as we are passing through, as we are in this foreign land. Amen. Let us be loyal. He said, he was loyal and he purposed in his heart. My brother, my sister, that is very important. Purpose something in your heart. Purpose something in your heart. And let your faith hold on to it. Said he purposed something in his heart. And what was that? That he would never defile his word. He would never defile himself. Praise the Lord. Purpose something in your life. I will never do this. Especially where you see your weak point. Purpose in your life. This thing, I will never do it anymore. Lord, I surrender them to you. This has been my weak point. This has been my weakness. But tonight, Lord, I surrender to you. I purpose in my heart that I don't need it anymore. Let's purpose something in our hearts. The Lord will bring his Holy Spirit upon it and make it life. Yes, sir. He purposed in his heart that he would never defile himself. And so he never what? Wanted to drink from those, drink and eat of what? The table of those food that has been what? Presented to what? The idols. I would never eat them. And you know the story already. When that chief or the king said, hey, feed them very well because I will need them for some important something. And they told him, said, look, this food we will not eat. Idol's food. No. Please. Say, hey, but if you people, when the king comes and sees that you are not putting up the way how, so you just try us and see. And you know the story already. They were not eating off from what? From that idol's food. But when the time came for the inspection, they were even what? They were really what? Their stature was what? Better than those who were eating those things. God supported it because he purposed in his heart that I will not do this. And God vindicated it. Purpose something in your heart, my brother, my sister, especially where your weakness lies. Oh Lord, tonight I've purpose in my heart. I'm never going back to that place anymore. Amen. And that will be the end. Amen. That will be the end. Amen. Lions' mouths were closed. God closed the mouths of lions. Hungry lions. Amen. Because he purposed something in his heart. That I will not defile myself. I will stay true. Amen. I will not defile myself with the things of this world. I will stay true to the Lord. Amen. No amount of anything. Praise the Lord. I will never allow anything to come in my way to defile this body. Praise the Lord. I will never think evil of a brother. I will never think evil of a sister to defile. You see, when you do that, you are defiling your body. Amen. I will not do that. And he said, then along down there also, there were what? Three more of these loyal people. Oh, he said, who had pledged they are self-loyal to the cause. who were truly Abraham's seed, and that were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were also put to test. Amen. That we will never bow. Amen. We will never bow. They purpose in their heart. We will never bow to this image. I will never bow to whatever pressure that will come upon me. Amen. Amen. I will never bow to all those kind of words. The slick tongue of the serpent. Oh, my young sisters, I'll never bow to it. Praise the Lord. Oh, the young brothers, I'll never bow to what? All those naked women that are in the streets. Praise the Lord. And you little children, I'll never bow to anything the devil tried to tell me. I'll never lie to my mommy. I'll never lie to my daddy. Amen. If I do something wrong, I'll tell the truth. Amen. You purpose in your heart, my little ones. Ruth, amen. Purpose in your heart, amen. That I won't do it. God will help you. You will never do it. You will always speak the truth. I'll be obedient to my daddy. I'll be obedient to my mommy. Whatever she says, I will listen. Amen. You purpose in your heart. God will bless it. God will make it what? A real something in your life. Oh, glory be to his name. And they also purpose in their heart. They will never bow. And we know the story. My brother, it's not easy. Sometimes, let's put the whole thing into our own. That now you've purpose in your heart now because of that they are going to what? Put you into what? A furnace. Fire. That has been closed. Then they open it like this. Hey, what comes out? The heat. He said the heat that came out, the people that were taking the three people, the heat killed them. Heat came. They were gone. Brother, a little, even when a little fire, how you feel it, brother? Hey, and this was furnace. And then even going closer to it, see the intensity of the heat that will be meeting you. You won't turn back. Hey! And they were moving towards it. Oh, praise the Lord. As the prophet said, they were encouraging one another. Shadrach, this, take courage. Take courage. We will endure the pain. We will go through the toil. Oh, hallelujah! Amen. Let's go to him. Meshach said, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm not turning back. I'm not looking back. I'm going in there because I've purpose in my heart. I won't go back and bow toward that image. Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, something takes that kind of loyalty. The prophet is talking about here. It takes faith. It takes obedience. It takes trust in the Lord. And he will what? Bear the pain and take all the toils. And whilst they went in, oh yes sir, the fire never touched. The prophet said, let me read something. The prophet said, the prophet said, they remembered the promise. They marched them right down to the fiery furnace. And when they opened the door and threw them into the flames, God sent his son into those flames or the fire and cooled the breeze. Amen. He cooled the whole thing. And they were talking. They were what? Conversing. It was just like what? Maybe let's take it there. Air condition. Instead of fire, so what? Air condition blowing them. Amen. God does. God is great. God is great. God is great. Then he said, there is another man also who made a difference. Joshua. He made a difference. He said, Joshua stood there, loyal. The little fellow said, I don't care how big they are. I don't care what kind of a spear they got, how high their cities are walled, and how great it is. Our promise is that we will possess their gate. Amen. They made a difference. No, Joshua and Caleb, when the 12 elders were sent, you remember the story already? When they came, 10 of them, the majority said, we can't. But they made a difference. Praise the Lord. They made a difference. Said, I'm not looking. I'm not looking at what? How they are. And so the prophet said here, he said, lot of them that were born natural seed said, you see? Those who have doubts, that means it's not Abraham's seed, but what? A natural seed. Said the lot of them that was born natural seed said, we just can't do it. There is no need of trying. You see, we are outnumbered. We are outclassed. The prophet said, they were looking at what? What their eye saw. And Joshua was looking at what God said. Looking at what God said. Not looking at what the world is trying to what? Show to you. You see, when the Holy Spirit comes, you don't feel it. You don't see them even. Amen. Because you are always in another realm. Walking in another realm. See? While some people just go to the, women go to the town, right from the house, he has a motive. The motive is what? To dress, to kill. And some men also goes purposely to see what? To see the killing. And they get killed. See? You get it? But you see, my brother, my sister, all these things, when they are passing left and right, you see, you are somewhere else, as if you are a blind man. It doesn't touch you. You rather, even when your eyes fall upon them, you pity them. Praise the Lord. The Lord, have mercy. Your word truly is fulfilling. Praise the Lord. My brothers, don't get killed, eh? Don't get killed. They are there to kill. Don't get killed. Amen. He said he was looking at what God said. Let's look, always look at what God is saying. My brother, this is my lesson. The time, my. It's just running. And he said the seed of Abraham doesn't look at any of the natural things. They look to what God said. That's the promise. What if Abraham would have looked to the natural at a woman 90 years and he was 100 and lived with her since she was what? A little girl and he was a little boy and no seed. He didn't look at those things. He said he counted those things as if they were not. For he only looked to what God said. God said, I will bless you, Abraham. I will multiply you, Abraham. That settles it. Finished. I believe it. Oh, praise the Lord. So Joshua, he said, when he came to Jordan, That's another gate. See? The gate of Jordan. Praise the Lord. The gate of Jordan. Joshua looked at what? He looked at what God said. He said, as I was with what Moses, so shall I be with you. Amen. And anywhere the sole of your feet shall tread, I have given unto you. You have authority and power over it. So what is Jordan? Amen. Then he looked at what? Because the other day, you know, Joshua had always been with Moses. And he saw Moses went to the corner praying, and then when he came out, he said, ah, God has just shouted on me. Let's go forward now. He said, I won't repeat that. God says, as you were with me, Moses, you'll be with me. Moses opened Red Sea. I will open what? Jordan. Praise the Lord. He was looking at what God said. That as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Moses opened the Red Sea. I will open what? Jordan. So, sanctify yourself. In 3 days' time, we are crossing over Jordan. Oh, praise the Lord. And when on the third day, he called the Levites, now take the ark of God upon your shoulders. See, he did it the right way. Amen. Now move. As their feet touch the water, it has to give way. Praise the Lord. Touch it, it has to give way. And Jordan has to give way. Oh, there was another gate. The walls of what? Jericho. But you see, when they cross over, there was what? Him standing there. Are you with us or are you against us? Said, I am the captain of the Lord host. Oh, praise the Lord. He always takes the lead. He always carry our battle. He always what? Does the fight for you. There's the fight for me. He has weakened all the foundation of the world, of the fortification of the enemies. Every foundation that fortified, he has already gone, weakened the whole place. Oh, praise the Lord. Before you get there, the captain of the Lord host is already there. He has already done the fighting because of your faith. Amen. Because of your faith that opened the what? The Jordan. Oh, he's there continuing the fight for you. And the fight continued and continued till he said, oh, you sun, stay over Gibeon. And you moon, stay in the valleys of Ajalon until I finish the enemies. Oh, praise the Lord. And God has to what? Stay the sun, stay the moon. Faith. Trusting in the Lord. Obedience to his word. Purpose something in his heart. Brethren, we are not reading stories. This is a live word. This is a live word. And they are where people like us we are. They were not some special kind of, the same like us we are. Amen. They make the word of God, which is life, to work. So we can do it also. Brethren, let us do it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. All those gates, they were possessing them. On their journey, they were possessing them. That your seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Amen. Amen. Every gate that the devil just raised, they were possessing them as they were going towards what? The promised land. Amen. Nothing could what stand, because God has purposed it. God has thought that I have a place for you. Go there. As God has said it, nothing can stop it. And so as he said, I will come back again and take you unto my own. My brother, he is coming. Amen. Let it be your purpose in your heart that, Jesus, I will never stay here. Amen. I will never be here. Amen. I will never be here to go through what? The hands of the beast. No.
I'm going with you. Purpose in your heart. Lord, I will go with you. Amen. The Lord will put you on the path of righteousness. He will look at your heart, how faithful you are to the what you have purpose in your heart. He will look at it because he looks at the heart. He knows everything. Amen. Amen. And as you've purpose that, Lord, I will go with you. This rapture, Lord, I won't miss it. Amen. And believe it. Abraham believed it. Your father Abraham believed it. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. It said, not him alone, but as many that also will believe like he believed, you are also receiving. That's what the Bible says, isn't it? Amen. Not him alone, that it was counted for him for righteousness, but as many that will also believe, it will be what? Counted unto you for that same righteousness. Amen. Then, see, from that, we would have to come to Jesus and then come to the church. Oh, my. I don't know. I had to jump. Praise the Lord. I had to jump. I don't know where to start to go now. Amen. Possessing the enemy's gate. Let's go to the church. We know our Jesus, he possessed every gate that came his way. The devil put many gates, many of them. He possessed all of them. You know the first one already, what the pastor was preaching about the other day. In the wilderness, Satan came over there. He possessed it. And then during his ministry, look at the way how the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees and all those people, the trials they put him through, testing him, trying to get something out of his mouth so that they can what, turn around and accuse him. Oh, is it right for us to pay tribute to Caesar? They wanted to what, pin him. Amen. He said, give me a coin. Oh, hallelujah. Ask the Lord for that wisdom. Amen. Say, Lord, give me that same wisdom. Amen. Give me that same mouth that I will be able to contain the enemy, the gainsayers, so that they will never, when you speak one, they will never have anything to say. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give me a coin. Whose head is on it? Say, Caesar. Give unto Caesar. That is Caesar's. And give unto the Lord. That is for the Lord. Amen. He said the people were so marveled. They looked so foolish. Amen. All what the purpose, it couldn't work. Say, what kind of wisdom? Mine! Lord granted that same kind of wisdom so that we'll be able to contain, possess the enemy's gate when he comes with those kind of what? Those kind of deliberate what? For us to say something so that they will just stand back and say, ah, look at your children, you see? Always accuser. Amen. Accuser of the brethren. It's no one but Satan. Amen. The church. He said he built his church upon the revelation of who he is. That the gate of hell can never what, prevail against it. Isn't it? He said, on the day of Pentecost, he sent down the Holy Ghost to continue through the Gentiles to take the seed of promise to give to the Gentiles and to give them the baptism of the Holy Ghost to bring them into the promise. See, now we have a right to conquer all sickness. Amen. Now the church, we have what? Every right to conquer what? All sickness. And even then, the prophet came and said, we don't even have to conquer it because it is already conquered. Amen. 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 It's already what? Conquered.
Because he said, by my stripes ye are healed. And so the prophet said, what we need to do is what? To claim. Claiming. Possessing the enemy's gate. We don't need to what? Try to fight it. No, sir. But we claim it. Because it has already been what? Conquered. We just have to claim the promise. Go and take it. It is already conquered. Death is conquered. Hell is conquered. Sickness is conquered. Temptation is conquered. Devil is conquered. Hell is conquered. Death is conquered. The grave is conquered. He will stand in the gate taking it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. It's a matter of claiming it, my brother, my sister. The only thing we have to do is to walk up the gate and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I claim. Amen. Amen. It is there for us. Let's do it by faith. Let's do it by faith. Praise the Lord. He said, the trials in the church. He said, God brings tensions into the church. For every son that cometh to God must be tried and proven and tested. See? Everyone that comes, you'll be tried, proven, and tested. He will let sickness strike you. He will let disease come upon you to test you, to prove you, to show the world that you are truly the seed of Abraham. Amen. So those things, he said, he is what? Showing to the world that you are a true seed of Abraham. You are a true son of God. You are a true daughter of God. He's showing it to what? People, your neighbors. When trials come, they see you in some kind of a, but you still move on. Amen. Why in this time, or even at your working place, things are really hard. Your salary is not sufficient. But you are in the same with the other people. But always they see you so happy. Everything, you look so, and anytime they come to work, they look sombre. Their mind, always. But always they look at you, they see a different something. Oh, my brother, that's it. You are possessing what? The enemy's gate. See, he permits it by his own will. He permits disaster. He permits the friends to turn against you. He permits all these things and turn the devil loose to tempt you. He will do all that, but your life he can't take. And he will destroy you, he will throw you onto the bed of affliction. He could turn your neighbors against you. He could turn the church against you. He can do most anything, and it's God's will for him to do it. He said, and we are taught that it is more precious than gold to us. Amen. Amen. The trial of what? Your faith. Hallelujah. More precious. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, there is power in the church of the living God tonight. Amen. As we are going to pray. There is power in the church of the living God tonight. Said, in the church of the living God tonight lays the power to heal all sickness. Do you believe it? Amen. In the church of the living God lays power to overcome all temptations. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. In possession of the church of the living God this night lays the power to change sin. Throw it away. Amen. And receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You have the power tonight. If you are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he said, in the church of the living God tonight, there is what? The power to change sin and cast it away, throw it away, and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, in the church of Jesus Christ, he said, whatsoever ye desire, ask in my name, and it shall be given to you. A little while the world won't see me no more, yet ye will see me, for I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Amen. The work that I do shall ye do also. I will verify myself that I am with you, for these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. Said, his seed shall possess the gates of the enemy, no matter what the gate is. If it is sickness, temptation, sin, whatever gate it is conquered. And the seed of Abraham possess it. How many believe it? Oh, praise the Lord. There are many things to say, but I think we have to end here tonight. That there is power in the church of the living God tonight. That whatever you are looking for, the Lord says he's here. He said, whatsoever ye desire, ask in my name. Ask in my name. The power is here to receive. Amen. He's here to give. We have just only 10 minutes, but I believe as the word was coming, prayer in your heart is following the word itself. Musicians, just come. Let's have a short prayer. And we believe that what we have heard tonight, we know the Lord is in control. In everything, the Lord will meet our request tonight. We've been given that power and authority to possess the gates of the enemy. Whatever be it, he said he has already conquered. So tonight, just claim it. Claim it. Claim it. Claim it. And we have a prayer request here. Our sister Rudo is asking for prayer request. She's not feeling well and she couldn't make it this evening. How many believe that? He said we have what? The healing power here. The church of the living God has what? The power. It has already been conquered. So we are going to claim healing for our sister. It's just as simple as that. Amen. With faith and believing, just simple, in the name of Jesus Christ, we claim total healing for our sister Rudo. In Jesus' name, finished. Amen. Because the faith is so strong. Your faith is so strong that as you speak, it's just what it becomes. Let there be light. And there was light. Amen. It didn't take what? Some, even a second. Let there be light. There was light. Your college friend, Luana, yeah. Depression. Oh my. See? When you take Christ, this kind of word is not in the Christian's vocabulary. Amen. Depression. See? We remember in prayer because he said we should pray for even our enemies. So as our sister has had a feeling for that mate, she has carried her on her heart. My sister, that alone, God will touch her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Grace and strength
all inside, pray that now, and in their pain,
began to sing, the chains were loose, and they were free.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus, we believe this for
I
our
bless
sister Rudo.
Your name.
Whatever chains, Lord, tonight we know
I gave you honor.
Healing. You have conquered healing.
I gave you praise.
And Lord, tonight,
you are
the
light.
He said we should claim the church of the living God. Claim.
The truth away.
So Lord,
I bless your name.
We remember our sister in your hand.
I bless your name.
That is precious, Lord Jesus.
It's
a devil that has put a load of thoughts upon that poor sister, Lord. Father, pray the Lord Jesus, even as we pray tonight,
reach out by praise.
Let the light of God, the light from the lighthouse, Lord, shine upon her now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord,
in
wherever
Jesus
she is,
name,
Lord, let that light come to her now. Let your light come to her now. Let your light come to her now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let her, Lord, realize now that something is taking place in her very heart. In the name of Jesus Christ.
You are the light,
yes, Lord Jesus.
The truth away. I bless your name. I bless your name.
Brethren, let us this moment just raise our hands towards him. Whatever is in your heart tonight, he said he has conquered for you. Just put it before him. Put it before him. He said he has finished. He has already conquered. And so, just believe. Say, Lord, this is my own. I'm claiming. I'm coming against this gate of the enemy. I'm possessing it tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I destroy this gate of the enemy. I destroy this gate of the enemy. I overcome this gate of the enemy. I trample upon this gate of the enemy. Because, Lord, I believe tonight. I believe the whole of my heart that you have already fought the battle for me. You've already fought it. And, Lord, tonight you say, the living church, the living, the church of the living God should claim. Father, I'm claiming it tonight. That this gate of the enemy tonight is finished. It's finished. It's finished. This gate, I destroy it. Lord, I possess it. You have conquered for me. I claim my possession tonight. I claim my possession tonight. What the devil has taken, I claim them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Thank you, God. I bless you, Lord Jesus. I bless you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Even Lord, we remember our pastor in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless him and the family, Lord. Father, grant him, Lord Jesus, your wisdom. Grant him, Lord Jesus, the anointing of God. The word, Lord Jesus. Father, always fill him with God. Speak through him. Use him as Lord. Your vessel, O God, for the sake of your children, Lord. Father, we come against any gates of the enemy that will stand against him and the family in the name of Jesus Christ. We break them all down. Father, we commit, Lord, our sisters that are, you've given them gifts that they are holding in their wombs, Lord. The life that is in their wombs, Father, we commit all of them into your hands, O God. We come against any gates of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, as they are going through this transition, Lord, Father, oh, we know they are in your hands, Lord. And one of these days, God, we are going to rejoice because, Lord, the gift of God, the life, Lord, oh, will be placed upon our hands. Oh, we can put them upon our laps, Lord, and we shall dedicate them back to you, Lord. We commit them, Lord, into your hands. Father, we commit, Lord, our families that have traveled, Lord, we commit our brother Wilmore, the family back in Zimbabwe, Lord, into your hands, oh God. Father, oh, moving from one place to another, especially the children of God, they are in your hands, Lord Jesus. We come against any form of the gaze of the enemy of sickness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, protect them, oh God. We use them, Lord Jesus, as a contact, Lord, to every child of God in this house, against every gaze of the enemy, sickness and diseases, Lord. We destroy them because, Father, you have conquered it already for us. As you said, by your stripes we were healed, Lord. Father, we believe it and we claim them tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And Father, you said you have granted that the Holy Spirit. Father, sweep over us tonight, Lord. Sweep over everyone, oh God. Oh, let the light shine upon each and everyone. Let the life of the Holy Spirit of God begin to work through this church, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord, that's our prayer tonight. Father, we thank you that you have fought the battle and you have won that day. You've won a battle, conquered death, conquered grave, conquered hell. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you fought for us, Lord. We bless you. We give you the glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, God, as we call our precious brother to come and give us a word of prayer. Amen. I bless your name.
Listen to the song leader.
I bless your name.
Yes,
I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name.
We are so thankful reading all these things from your scriptures. Father, how it encourages us, Lord. Father, to read of the faith of Abraham, how he stood, Lord, against all the voices, Lord, that could have discouraged him. Yet, Father, oh God, he remained steadfast in the faith and believed against all hope. Father, oh God, and it led to a body change. Father, we have the same calling tonight. Oh God, how the world looks upon it as a ridiculous thing to think of the process of the rapture. But Father, like Abraham, that faith is in us, Lord. Oh God, against all hope, Lord, against all that is called good, oh God, sensible in this world. Yes. We are believing it, Lord, that it will happen to me. It will happen to me, oh God, and I believe it with all that is in me, oh Father. Help us, Lord, even as we run this race. Lord, there are many obstacles that would be set before us, oh God. But help us, Father, that we may fix our eyes upon that price, Lord, and forget all things, oh Father, and continue to run this race until we have reached, oh God, the place where you want us to reach, Father. I pray tonight, Lord, that you would strengthen us, oh God. Help us, Father, to fight this fight, Lord. Oh God, may you teach us, Father, oh God, from your word, how to stand against the enemy, that when he would come, we would stand steadfast and not be intimidated, but that we would take courage in thy word. Father, you conquered everything for us, and we only have to keep standing, Lord. And we ask tonight that you help us, Father, to keep standing. Father, we have seen you do mighty things in our midst. Lord, when all hope has been gone, Father, when there is just no way out, Lord, you made a way anyhow for us. Yes. And we could stand with Moses today and testify that you opened the Red Seas for us, oh God. May you help us, Father. Whatever Red Sea may be in front of your children tonight, Father, help us not to be afraid, but to speak and go forward, even as you commanded Moses. That word is still in effect today, Lord. May we speak and go forward too, oh Father. Remembering our sister Rudo at home, Lord, we pray that you may touch her, Lord, and restore her health and strengthen her, Father. That when we would meet next time, she would be in our midst also, rejoicing with us, Father. We pray, Father, for the families that have traveled, remembering, Lord, Father, our brother Mike and his family. May you be with them, Lord. Our brother George and his family, may you watch over them, Lord. Remembering my own family, Lord, may you keep them, Lord, until we are back together again. Lord, I pray, Father, even, Lord, oh God, for your daughter that is troubled somewhere, Lord, with the spirit of depression. Lord, we are not afraid of any name they may give to these demons. We know what they are. They are demons, and they were conquered. And we stand against it this evening, Lord, claiming healing for her. May she be set free, that she may save you freely, oh God. We claim her for your kingdom. We claim her, Lord, for your glory. We ask, Father, that it may be done even as you spoke in your word, that by your stripes we are healed. Help us, Father. Lord, we keep waiting upon you, that you may help us in the search, Lord, that we are searching for a new place. Oh God, may you keep opening doors, Lord, Father, for us, oh God, until you have revealed it all to us, Father. We commit every brother, every sister to you now. Help us, Father, as we go home. Help us, Father, not to forget what has been preached tonight, but that, Father, we may keep it, Lord, in our fingertips, that when the enemy comes, we may possess every gate that he may present unto us, Father. We thank you, Lord, and we love you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.